Hello, people. Making diamonds out of us is the title of today's talk. And last week, we all heard Fad's brilliant talk about how Paul went through hardship and he stayed positive. Well, I want to carry on with that today and maybe focus on a few things that's holding us back and try to give us hope in difficult times. Now, for each of us, difficult times mean something different. For someone, being without internet for a week could be a difficult time, where for someone else, being food without a week could be difficult. So every person's perception of difficult time is different. And we have to realize that as we go through life, that our situations is totally different from the person next to us. And with that in mind, we need to remember that we serve the same God, although our situations is different. And I don't want to belittle what anybody else is going through compared to someone else, because everybody is different and it affects people in different ways. Now, one of the verses I want to focus on today is 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so you can endure it. Now, this is one of my favorite verses, and we've all heard it before, and I'm going to read it from the Message. Just listen carefully. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the cause of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He will never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Now, that's a really good promise from God. He will not allow the temptation to be more than what you can stand. But looking at this verse, I tend to forget the verses before that. And I actually read through the first 12 verses in this passage for the first time in a long time. And it's a warning to Israel, looking at the history. And if we ignore the history, we will not really realize what the temptations are and what can be happening at the moment. So I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 10 verse 1 to 12 now. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God has not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes, and do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by a destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. That verse 12, it's a warning. Even if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. We all know the passage about Jesus being the potter and we are the clay. This is all part of the building process, so that when we realize we are in His hands, we do not try to go our own way. Now, it's all part of this process of knowing where we fit in God's plan. And we're going to listen to a song now on YouTube that we will put the link on the website that you can follow this. And it's a song called Diamonds by Håk Nielsen. And then I'll pretend you've all listened to the song now. Now, the song is all about using God is making diamonds out of us. Now, it's in His timing that He's making diamonds out of us. Now, why do I like this comparison of being made into diamonds? Firstly, diamonds are made of carbon. Some graphite is also made of carbon, but because of the molecular structure and bonding, that's a bit different. And we're not going to go into a chemistry lesson, don't worry. But graphite is so soft you can write with it. And diamonds are so hard that you can only scratch it with other diamonds. Diamonds are the hardest natural occurring material known to man. It forms under high temperature and high pressure. It's very strong. It's transparent, so you can see right through it. It's resistant to chemical exposure, and it is biologically compatible. Now, when God is making us into diamonds, He is using the same stuff that everybody's made of. We all are made of the same stuff. But once He's got us in His hands, He's making us more precious. We are becoming more expensive because we are becoming diamonds. We are becoming so good. God is allowing these trials and tribulations to make us into diamonds. He wants us to be. As Paul said in last week's message, delight in your trials and tribulations. Why? Because we are being made into diamonds. It will only work under high pressure and high temperature. If you leave a piece of coal outside, it's not going to change into a diamond overnight. It needs high pressure, high temperature, and time. And God uses His time and His pressure and His temperature. He knows what is the right conditions for you and me to be created into the diamonds He wants us to be. How many of you have been feeling under pressure, which is part of the process of making us into diamonds? When we are being made into diamonds, the bond that's making us stronger is Jesus. As He becomes the rock in our lives, as we allow Him to take over, He will be the glue for our carbon atoms, making us the strongest and hardest available, making us even resistant to chemical exposure. So the enemy can even pour acid on us. His lies, his deceit, that will not affect us because diamonds are resistant to that type of exposure. Another thing I like about diamonds is that they are biologically compatible. We have been talking spiritually and how we need to trust Jesus. But once we are diamonds, our flesh, the biology, will also be compatible with it. So our flesh will not reject it. Once the spirit takes over, the flesh will follow. Another aspect of diamonds are that they are transparent. You cannot hide anything. For me, that is saying that you can see through it and understand the whole process. The more we have of Jesus in our life, the more transparent we become. The more people will see there's no dark patches or places to hide our sins or our transgressions or anything, because Jesus took it away. In the forming process, in that pressure building process, we're becoming brilliantly transparent because He's taking everything away, all our sins. Nothing will be hidden because it's gone. It's transparent, it's see-through, there's nothing to see. Jesus will be taking them away. Now, we are all going through different processes and different pressures, different temperatures to become the diamonds. The bottom line is Jesus is the bond keeping us together. So once we are diamonds, our past, our impurities, our transgressions is taken away. And all that can be seen is a beautiful diamond with Jesus as the center. Now, I want to quickly tell you a story. In ancient times, a king had a boulder placed on a roadway. Then he hid himself and watched to see if anyone would remove the huge rock. Some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers came by and simply walked around it. Mainly loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear, but none did anything about getting the stone out of the way. Then a peasant came along carrying a load of vegetables. Upon approaching the boulder, the peasant laid down his burden and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. After much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. After the peasant picked up his load of vegetables, he noticed a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The purse contained many gold coins and a note from the king indicating that the gold was for the person who removed the boulder from the road. The peasant learned that many of us never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our conditions. Now, I want to change the ending a bit to say that every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our relationship with Jesus, our faith in Him, and us being able to rely on Him and Him being able to make diamonds out of us. So, I just want us to pray. I want you to spend 2 minutes on your own, just thinking, asking God to reveal to you what the stumbling blocks might be in your life. Now, we said in verse 12 that, so you think you are standing firm. Be careful that you don't fall. Sometimes we think everything is fine. Sometimes we underestimate the enemy sneaking in. and trying to get us off track, when we think we're standing firm. Let's ask God to help us to show us those places where we might be misleading, where the enemy might be trying to get into our lives, and we think we're standing firm, but we're not, where we're not on solid ground. So once I finish, I want you to just think of that for a few minutes. And then I want to challenge you as fast as last week. Don't be ashamed of the process we're going through. Don't run away from hardship. Don't avoid the pressure. Don't avoid the obstacles. Allow God to make a diamond out of you. Just spend 2 minutes in prayer and ask God to help revealing to us what is needed so that we can be perfect diamonds in His eyes. Amen.